Today on our Los Angeles Business Journal, there's a big fight going on in Hollywood. For the past 2 months, the Writers Guild of America and the Association of Talent Agents, they have been in a standoff to determine the future of their working relationship. It is a fight about, what else? Money. But the particulars of who gets what and why are pretty complicated. And here to tell us more about it is publisher and CEO Anna Magzanian. And as always, it's wonderful to have you with us.
Good morning. Good morning.
Good to see you.
Okay, so tell us who both sides are and their relationship together.
Absolutely. So we've got, you got the Writers Guild, right? So that's the union that represents the writers. Then you've got the talent agents. And the talent agents, in the past and until today, they represent by getting the writers jobs. This has been their kind of how they're based about. They're the ones who basically place them into different jobs.
And so why are they fighting? What's the fight about?
That's
because they both need each other.
They do need each other, right? So recently, and I would say about maybe 5 years ago, they started. So the private equity companies started to give the talent agencies money, and part of that influx of money has been to diversify their portfolio, not to only represent talent, but to have some original programming, to be able to purchase, like for example, WME purchased, UFC, and to really kind of expand their business and expand their portfolio. Now, about a year ago, the Writers Guild said, okay, well, this doesn't really work for us because we feel that we're not getting the attention and they're not really getting the money that they're owed. And they feel like the talent agencies have lost their focus because they've gotten so big.
Yeah. So what do the writers want?
I mean, ultimately, it's money. Right.
And the talent agencies want to package it so they have more commission based on all the different entities for any content they put together. Is that
absolutely
right?
Yes, exactly.
So where's the divide?
The divide is that, so the writers feel that they want money. Some of the packages that the Writers Guild feels that, look, they're packaging the actors, the directors, the producers. They're going into a studio and they're doing a deal. Well, there's a little bit of discrepancy because the Writers Guild feels that their fees are being marginalized. The focus is on the actors or the focus is on the talent, and they're just concerned that they're not really getting their fair share. Now, flip side, the talent agency, if you ask them, they'll say, well, we've got more opportunities this way because we're packaging. We have more projects we're working on because there's original programming, original content that they're producing. So it's a bit of a debate as to they thinking that the talent agency, like, we're expanding our portfolio, there's more opportunities here, and the Writers Guild saying, well, you're really losing your main focus of what you represent.
So what happens, though, if an agreement on this is not reached? Are we, like, not going to be able to watch our favorite TV shows?
Well, I know we're hoping that it's reached. So this conversation started about a year ago. The goal is for them to have a conclusion by April 7th. Now, a couple things can happen. I mean, we don't ever want to say the strike word, but that could happen, obviously. But it also could be an extension as they continue this conversation. Look, it's going to be really tough because some of these talent agents like CAA, UTA, WME have gotten so big by already diversifying their portfolio to kind of go back and ban the agreement of, like, what Writers Guild want, which is no more in-house production and no package deals. It's going to be very difficult to kind of go backwards as to, they've already gotten so big. I mean, all this money coming into the agents, they've expanded.
Well, sure. Yeah, especially with all the new, demand for content and new streaming and cable networks. I mean, it's only gotten bigger and with more demand. So hopefully this will get sorted out.
It will get sorted out, hopefully.
So where can the people get information about these stories and other information?
So more information on LABusinessJournal.com, as well as you can subscribe to our weekly publication.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Thanks.